Hi, this is a dictation for patient Timothy Stever. And TIMOTHY STEWART, date of birth 4/20/1972, date of accident 9/24/2022, date of service 12/9/2022. Patient is here as a victim of automobile accident that occurred on 9/24/2022, where he was in a rear-ending accident as a front seat passenger, leading to headaches and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the left buttock and left upper thigh and both shoulders. The patient report that his pain in both the shoulders is around 6, neck pain is 10, lower back pain is 8, with radiation to the left buttock. The pains are quite severe, and he is here for follow-up. Right shoulder hurts more than the left, according to him. He can only lift up to 130 degrees of abduction. Overall pain level is between 7 and 8. ADLs are affected, 8, especially as follows. Walking ability, work is 9, while general activity, mood, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected, 8. 30% improvement is reported by the patient in the pain level since the time of accident due to the current treatment. In the neurology, psych patient denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, blackout, seizures, confusion, disorientation. He denies any memory loss or lack of focus. But he does have anxiety, depression, nightmares, loss of balance occasionally, and double vision. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in both the shoulders and upper back, neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and shoulder stiffness. No difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, there is no incontinence, the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient report that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the pain level. In the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma, current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 146 over 100, pulse is 113, pulse ox is 100. The respiratory exam is same from previous visit of 11/10/2020, dictation number 1115-106. The plan is to order an MRI of cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right shoulder to identify the trauma. Patient was advised to visit a chiropractor in addition to the physical therapy, also meds have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He'll continue physical therapy 3 times per week. He remains work disabled, housework replacement services. Following medications are provided: naproxen 500 twice a day, Alavil 50 mg at night, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief, gabapentin 600 for radiculopathy pain, Furoset 1 or 2 75 if there is a headache, Tylenol codeine number 350 tablet for pain relief in general. The patient is otherwise stable, and he will be seen and followed up in 30 days time. Then further, by the time MRIs will be available. Thank you.